Code Red author Wynton Hall, AI is not just a tool, it is power. By Pam Kee on March 23, 2026. During an appearance on Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria, Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall, author of Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and The Race to Control AI, said that artificial intelligence is not just a tool, it is power. According to Hall, AI will reshape everything. Partial transcript as follows. Bart Romo, joining me now is the author of Code Red, Breitbart's social media director, Wynton Hall. Wynton, good to see you. Thank you so much for weighing in on this. And I know that we are talking about AI in this race to win between the United States and China. You write all about it in this book, but first, give me your assessment of this market here. With the Dow Industrials up 905 after President Trump instructed the military to postpone strikes on Iran for a five-day period. Hall, no, it's great news for America, and I think the world. And I think we all want to see this come to a peaceful end and be resolved. And I think also, you're seeing that, reflected in the markets. And you know this, this whole rally that we're talking about right now is going to also affect, as you were talking about, the AI. Specifically the Mag 7, the one-third of that S&P 500 that's so important as a tent pole. And I think it's especially now that we have this national policy framework on AI that you were talking about. It's going to set up a glide path for additional growth. Bart Romo, and Wynton, I want to get your take on the big takeaway out of your book, Code Red. We know that the AI race against China is heating up. We know China wants to win, and we've got ongoing investment in America into new technology, into data centers. That has been the story. Stanford University reporting that the U.S. is well ahead of China in the private sector financing in AI. $109 billion invested compared to China's $9.3 billion. Wynton, your thoughts? Hall, yes, no, we have to win this. AI race. President Trump's exactly right, and we need to win it for two reasons. One, nobody reports it better than you. The economic part of this. We know the upside which we just discussed, the downside we saw with the big wipeout of $600 billion to NVIDIA when DeepSeek R1 was released from the China model. So that's the economic piece. But the military and the human side, I think it's just as important, if not more, from a national security perspective. Whoever achieves dominance in the AI race is going to have superiority on the battlefield. And things like encryption, cybersecurity, missile system hacking, hacking even of infrastructure. And we know that since 2017, the CCP has mandated that they want to by 2030. We're just 4 years away, Maria, from them wanting to gain global dominance in this race, and so the president is exactly right. We have to win. I think, as I say in the book, we can beat China without becoming China. In other words, we've got to maintain our values. Nobody wants to have a techno-authoritarian surveillance state by any stretch. But we also want to make sure that we win on the battlefield as well as in the economy. And that's obviously why the AI race is so hot right now. Bart Romo, so what do we need to do to continue that? What's your big takeaway from the book, Wynton? Hall, yes, I think from the book, the key is to understand that AI is not just a tool, it is power. And as Americans, we have to understand that this is going to reshape everything from the way our children are educated to the way that we see in the battlefield in AI warfare. And they also think economically, we've got to be prepared as individuals. But I think there's a huge upside. Look, the future is going to be teaching our children not just to apply for jobs, but how to create them. And that's all about entrepreneurship. And so I think for those people who harness that power early on and really understand how to embrace the upsides and avert the landmines, there's going to be a huge growth opportunity for them economically, and I think personally and certainly for our nation. So we've got to get serious about it. And I think that that's why you know you're seeing people come to this conversation and realize, look, this is not hype. This is not a hype cycle, the AI revolution is real, and we got to be ready. Bart Romo, so what does that mean for jobs? Because the worry was that AI was going to eliminate certain jobs. And I think what you're seeing happen here is a new focus on jobs that are not necessary for these higher degrees, like, you know, engineering is one of them, but really electricians and construction workers and things like that are seeing lots of conversation recently. Is that where the job creation is going to be? One thing that's different about AI in terms of technology and its impact of jobs is this technology seems to be impacting white-collar jobs. Hall, that's exactly right, Maria. So, yes, the growth right now is in the trades, and we're seeing that with this AI data center build-out. You're seeing, in some cases, the pay premium up 30% for everyone from drywall hangers to electricians, HVAC, so forth, but there really is a real serious focus on this white-collar job replacement. Right now, you've heard the following. You've heard Dario Amodei say that within 12 months, this is not in some faraway future. 12 months to the next 5 years, you're seeing a wipeout of 50% of entry-level white-collar jobs. That's our kids, right? That's our college students who just graduated. They played by the rules. They took out a big loan, so that's a real concern and a downward pressure. The other thing is, you're seeing Microsoft AI CEO Mustafa Suleiman say that within 12 to 18 months, you're looking at the replacement of white-collar tasks for all white-collar jobs. Now that's not saying that all jobs will go away. What he's saying is the task could be automated. And so the question is going to be on how fast is do companies diffuse this technology, particularly with AI agents, and setting up those automation through agentic AI. And that's going to be a question of speed of implementation. We're going to have to see how fast corporations adopt that, but we've got to get people ready. That's why I call it a code red moment, in the sense that it's an alarm and alert. But also, we need a code, we need a set of principles to guide us through this. And you know, I think that's why it's so important to be keeping an eye on what you're talking about with the market, but especially for our parents and young people, because they're going to be facing a very different job market. Bartiromo, all right, we will leave it there. Thank you so much. Good to see you. Winton Hall, great book, Code Red. Follow Pam Key on X at Pam Kanan.